It's Morning Edition on WNYC. I'm Michael Hill. New York has already committed to a huge cutback in greenhouse gas emissions. But how can a state as large as New York actually make that happen? WNYC's John Campbell reports.
Basil Sagos is the commissioner of the New York State Department of Environmental Conservation. That's the agency in charge of protecting land, air, and water while regulating things like hunting and fishing. But in the coming months and years, Sagos has a new job responsibility, and it's a big one. He has to enact rules to make the state's entire economy greener, and not just a little greener either. The state's 2019 Climate Act committed New York to cutting its greenhouse gas emissions 40% by 2030 and 85% by 2050.
This is going to be the hardest thing that any of us have ever done, come up with a plan for transitioning our economy and leaving no one behind.
Sagos is co-chair of the state's Climate Action Council. It's a 22-member board that's in charge of putting a plan in place to meet the state's ambitious climate goals. Late last month, the council issued a 300-page draft report that lays out a roadmap, and it's seeking public comment through April. The new plan calls for huge changes in the state's transportation, agriculture, and power sectors. By 2030, the report envisions almost every passenger vehicle sold in New York will be electric. And it calls for a dramatic shift in the way buildings are heated, moving toward heat pumps that don't rely on fossil fuels. It's a shift that Governor Kathy Hochul supports. In her State of the State address this month, Hochul proposed banning gas hookups in new buildings within the next 5 years.
New construction in the state will be zero emission by 2027 and will build climate-friendly electric homes and promote electric cars, trucks, and buses.
But with change comes an upfront cost. Donna DeCarolis is president of the National Fuel Gas Distribution Corporation and a member of the Climate Council. She says it would cost the average home tens of thousands of dollars to properly install a heat pump should they decide to go green.
I think the plan really needs to include a detailed, credible analysis of cost impacts for all customer sectors across the state, and it should be part of the public discussion in the coming year.
The council says it will soon schedule 6 public hearings across the state. John Campbell, WNYC News.